This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the manor of our Farmington. Patient's first name is Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, last name Rock, R-O-C-K-H-E-Y. Date of birth is 7/27/1948, and date of evaluation is 4/6/2022. HPI history page complaints, psychiatric follow-up for management of anxiety, comma mood disorder, comma dementia. History of present illness. This is a 73 years old female who's familiar to our service but new to me. I reviewed evaluations done by psychologist and PA from our service. Period last visit with PA was on March 3rd, 2022. At that time, patient was reported to be more restless, anxious, and exhibiting agitation at times. Period. Her Remeron was increased to 22.5 milligram HS, and she was continue on Paxil. Period. I reviewed nursing notes, reports that patient does get agitated at times and use profane language. Your patient was resting in bed and did not seem to be in any distress. She was not very spontaneous in conversation and appeared somewhat guarded, but she nodded her head indicating that she's okay and minimized feelings of depression or hopelessness. She told me that she has been here for 10 years. She claims that she has two children who do not visit her. She reported that she worked as a secretary. She did not verbalize any complaints of auditory visual hallucinations. Period. Her sleep and appetite is adequate. She has history of physical altercation with the other residents. Next paragraph, review of system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits forward from last visit on March 3rd, 2022. Current medication packs of 20 milligram once a day and Remeron 22.5 milligram HS. Next, MAR reviewed. Next, mental status examination general. Appropriately groomed, demeanor somewhat guarded but cooperative, motor movements, lying in bed. Gait not tested, speech slow, mood euthymic, affect constricted, thought process confused, associations normal thought content, no suicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be hallucinating, oriented to self, place and time impaired, memory recent impaired, foreign knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, assessment and plan, cerebral infarction unspecified 163.9, number 2, vascular dementia with behavioral disturbance F01.51, number 3, generalized anxiety disorder 41.1, plans continue Paxil and Remeron as prescribed. Patient seems to be tolerating increase in Remeron well, with some improvement in mood and anxiety symptoms. Number 4, mood disorder due to known physiological condition unspecified F06.30. Plans continue Remeron and Paxil as prescribed to improve mood disposition. continue non-pharmacological interventions, period, anticipate patient's needs, consistent redirection and limit setting for inappropriate behaviors. Separate patient from others at the earliest signs of any agitation, period. Notify our service for persistent mood or anxiety, persistent increase in mood or anxiety symptoms. Peter will follow with you. Procedure code 99308 under supplemental administration, common side effects of SSRI, Remeran. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above, end of dictation.